Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the event that the Eagles do lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, do you think they would consider booting Nick Sirianni, the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles?
No.
A lot of people are talking about it, though.
No, Mike, Philadelphia is a lovely, forgiving town, and they'll just say better luck next year.
It used to be all these areas would be a given that you would get particular kind of weather. That's not the case
anymore.
And now
they've gone from snow to being muddy. They're just muddy mountains.
Hello. I can't come to the slopes right now because the snow and ice has melted.
Such beauty, such splendor, and most of it is untouched. Just glorious.
He paints.
I'm serious.
Doesn't he, Mike? Doesn't he?
I'm sorry. I can't. I can't think seriously.
What? I'm serious.
Such beauty, such glory, such magnificence. Nipples of the mountains protruding.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, for a thirsty Thursday. I want to start today. What's that?
I said it's jueves.
I want to start by talking about global warming, if I can.
Yes.
This is the way I'm going to do it. Because I have to do it. Because if I don't do it...
Do you feel like we're a victim of it up here, Oscar, the global warming? What, with all the rain we've gotten that should be snow?
I love it.
You love the rain?
Better than snow.
I don't know. I mean...
If I had coastal property, I don't know if I'd love it, but...
Yeah. All right, hold on a second. You know, Mike is holding up his video now.
I've got a thumbnail.
Proprietary videos and stuff like that. I'm not... Okay, that's not what I want, Carla!
Does Carla have a video about global warming?
Don't yell at your wife online, please.
It's not her. It has nothing to do with her. I'm so sad. All right, bottom line, I've been teased dicking around with this, and I don't want to do it. So, Ian, Hurricane Ian was what, 2 years ago?
Ian.
Correct. Yeah, that sounds about right.
2 years ago down here, devastation, 13 miles worth down on Fort Myers Beach. I took a video tour of that. I showed that to you. What I didn't mention was 2 years ago also, when it got up north, a place where both Oscar and Rob have been. In fact, we've walked on it together. The quaint little dock that we have up there. It's quaint, but it's a big dock that goes out into the harbor, and it's made of granite and it's made of wood. Mm-hmm. And it's where all the boats are up there.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
So we lost that, and that's every before that we had a dock, remnants of a dock from maybe 70 years ago, where it had a storm that got it, and then we had Ian, and he understood that. I get a video yesterday of the remnants of that front that went through, and this was not a national story, but up there, I look, and the dock is gone again. The water has taken the same. It wiped out roads up there, mm-hmm. and it wiped out the entire dock. And I'm sitting there going, well, that was 2 years. And it just makes me realize that the weather events that are happening all around the United States are probably not as extensively covered as when we get a major hurricane or a tornado outbreak, but... When you live in a community that is right on the ocean, very close by, I believe that that is kind of showing you that the whole reason that this is a problem is because of high water. The water getting, the sea levels getting higher. And now, in the blink of an eye, a facility that was constructed the 1 year ago, mm-hmm. From scratch,
yes.
brand new boards, brand new everything, and boom. Somebody sends me a video. I said, what the hell is that? I didn't even know that these storms were going to impact
why would
the
you?
Northeast.
You're down there. Yeah.
And you don't pay attention to it, and then gone again. Like, but worse gone this time. Completely eradicated.
I read once time that docks are almost like prohibitively expensive to build. They are
it's
so
expensive, and it's a community dock, so
right,
everybody has
right.
to pitch in.
Chip
but
in,
man,
right.
it is just, it is amazing the power of water. I think we've seen it with tsunami coverage and with everything
yeah.
else.
The moors don't move, though, right? The moors still stay because they're at the bottom of the ocean.
That's a good question. Yeah. You're getting into the weeds with that, but I think, Oscar, they are a chain that is a big piece of granite.
Charlie Burney, and I'm probably saying too much, but his wonderful family owns a handful of marinas.
Yes.
Up on the East Coast?
Yes. Mm-hmm. May I ask to just briefly call him and ask him about docks?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to Charlie Burney about this. And Oscar, to answer your question,
yes.
moorings are, at least the ones we have up in Maine, are a chain tied to a piece of granite, a big slab of granite that goes on the bottom of the seafloor, and then they tie a rope to the end of that chain, and then a float to that, and that's what a mooring is. So I think in some cases they may leave a mooring out there, but in most cases they drag them up to shore during the winter and they put them aside.
Oh. You and I so rode out to one together. I remember that.
Yeah, we and so you guys know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's not a massive structure, and it's certainly made of wood, a good chunk of it, but most of it's the base of it, which survived, by the way, is made of granite. And it just blew me away. And then I see an unnamed area where someone's kayaking in the middle. So up where you are, how impacted were you fellas with that very thin line of storms that came
lot
through
of
the
rain,
country?
Lot of rain, like over 4 days, I think 3 inches of rain.
Yeah.
And, you know, low ground
low
was
what?
Got low ground.
Low botting.
Mike, what I meant to say was low ground received some flooding like Alexandria, and I think some in Georgetown too, right, Oscar?
Yeah, the usual suspects.
Yeah, same places as normal.
Don't,
sandbags and stuff.
Don't drown, turn around. Nothing crazy. They got a lot of that.
Yeah, we called Miss Utility. We did all the things.
My power went out.
That's right.
We didn't lose a dock. I've texted Charlie Burney.
Yeah, he's going to reply. He's going to reply to Oscar. Oscar says, "What do you know about docs?" He's going to say, "No health insurance."
It's insured though, right?
The doc?
Yeah, you have to insure a doc.
I don't know. I'm not involved in that world up there. Mm. My brother-in-law would know, but he's busy today, unfortunately, with another family disaster. So, it's just to me.
You hated that doc, anyways. Let's be honest.
What's that?
You hated it. Like, it was hard to load the boat.
No, he didn't hate the dock.
It was a disaster.
He hated the boat that you took from the dock
to the
other boat.
The dock will
build it better.
As a matter of fact, Oscar, if you
ask me. You ruined a good pair of jeans. I remember that.
If you ask me, well, one of my favorite parts of the world up there is it would be that place. That's a place that I have grown up with since I was a child. And I remember some wonderfully fond memories when it seemed to me old Oceano Atlantico was a little further away. Yeah. And what this is just amazing. Like a hurricane storm surge that wiped it out. And then someone else sends me another picture of the road. You guys remember this because we would take the road around the edge of the point of land.
Right.
And we'd drive over there. Well, part of that road is washed out and gone because the ocean came up over.
Gone?
Yeah, gone. Ripped up and tossed. It's just Mother Nature reminding us that, you know, here I am and water getting higher, right? I mean, that's what that is. Everybody that lives in these coastal areas should probably, including, you know, the city of New York, should be aware, Miami, Florida, all these places should be, you know, and the whole tip,
just the tip,
the whole tip of Florida should be aware of the fact that, you know, these places that are down there. We get, in downtown Fort Myers, Florida, we get flooding now that we never got before. Just when it's high tide. It's like, maybe it's time
we're hypocrites.
To move.
Yeah. We're hypocrites.
Why are we hypocrites?
Because you don't recycle. You went on the show and said that you don't care about recycling.
Recycling is not changing the water
levels. I recycle every week. I have trash and recycling in my kitchen and outside of my house.
Oh, I want to. Then I apologize. Do I? Am I mistaken that I thought we've had this conversation?
And we Mike had this conversation back in the day when the
you didn't believe in global warming.
No, I believe in
or
global
vaccines.
Warming. Yeah. We had this conversation back in Virginia when I didn't do as good a job, and I don't consider.
But now
what
you
I
recycle.
Do. Yeah, but I don't consider it my doing a better job. I consider it is. SOP down here. You kind of
it's
you have
part
two.
Of life.
Yeah.
You have two giant bins, and one takes that, and one takes the other thing.
Yeah, okay.
And,
well, I'm happy to hear that. I'm sorry.
Still spit my gum out the window. I still spit my gum out the window.
And so, to be honest, Oscar, recycling isn't as big a deal in my house since I quit drinking, because there's a lot less cans and bottles, so it's just mostly trash now.
But we're doing our part.
Yeah.
You
want to?
Do you want to get a? Are you okay with your hand? Do you want to get a cot?
Yeah, just stretching my hands for a sec. No, I'm good.
I just want to get a cot.
I don't.
It was a weird body position, and I was
you didn't care for it.
That. It was just stretching.
That's all.
Do you feel? And we've had this conversation.
It's
at
nice,
times.
Isn't it, Mike?
No,
you don't like
shoulders.
That.
I have shoulders. I have sore shoulders from bowling last.
Night. That we are at the beginning, or
was the bowling alley?
So
was the bowling alley wet?
In the I saw your bowling pictures. By the way. We have to have some sort of fashion conversation. This is it's crazy.
All right. I'm glad you brought it up All right, you know what I was guilty of, and look, I'm telling Carla,
I want
full creative control on what she posts. That was not a flattering picture.
I was mad for you.
Because I was wearing the old shirt with the new pants.
I was mad for I was like, what is it? What's
the shorts
happening
were Greg Norman small shorts. The shirt was Tubby Boots shirt.
Yeah.
Which, because I still haven't, edited my closet properly.
You shouldn't be bowling in shorts, Mike. That's not respectful.
Well, that's down here. Everybody bowls.
There's nothing wrong with shorts. He just looked like a stick of cotton candy.
It was not. It was, thank you. With the small bottom and the.
Yeah.
And the large. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
I was like, what is
happening here? Put it down.
I think you look nice.
I get it.
BS.
You'd look better if the shirt actually fit you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little large.
A little large?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's happened in the... I went 40 pounds with minimal adjustment. And in the last 10, suddenly it's like, I got to do this, I got to do this,
You'd look better.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right.
You're a radio god, and I sit there and I'm like, this guy...
No, that is.
He should look better.
If it's a proper fitting shirt, that is a perfectly reasonable.
Agreed.
Ensemble.
It wasn't, and most of your shots have not been.
Yeah, and she's like, promote the weight loss. Take this video, and it's like, and I'm like, back off, sister.
Well, no, promoting is one thing, but you need a stylist.
Yeah, I'm looking at
that. You know what he needs? He needs a person.
I look bloated. That's what I look. I look bloated.
I don't
look thin, that's for sure.
Well,
I do not look thin at all. And everybody said the same goddamn thing. Oscar probably said, he doesn't look that thin.
I was like, why does he look? Maybe a dandelion is a better.
This is why
it's
this zeal.
And then as like a big, like.
It's ridiculous. And by the way, would you like to know what my first game was last night of the three?
Sure. Yeah.
81.
Oh, Mike.
Well, the shirt held your dad. All that fabric.
81.
The ball kept getting caught in his shirt.
Yeah, messed your
shirt. Charlie in the building? Charlie Burney? I was waiting.
Charlie Burney? No, he's actually this is when I know America. Hold on.
Hello?
America.
Yeah. America.
You know you've made it in life when you are at a board meeting for a separate business you own in the 8 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the response I got in a board meeting. Is this an emergency? And I said, no.
Well, it kind of is. I mean, if we want to know about the docs, tell them it's pretty important.
No, I don't play that game. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, no, I didn't. I couldn't, and I don't know. But if it's made of wood, we can rebuild it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Mike, the rain that was here became snow and then a snowstorm and a squall there, right?
Right, right. Got worse as it went northern.
Yeah, so that's
the beginning.
It's
well,
nature.
It was still there.
Is that the little? Is that the little Harbor Master house?
That's the little Harbor Master.
Where you lost your virginity?
That's it.
No, that's not that place. That's a different place.
Oh.
That place with the—you mean the place with the historical marking plaque on it?
Yeah.
That's further away from the water.
That's across the street, but there is a boathouse.
The French lattice on there.
There is a boathouse. How about a?
They're still flying the French flag there, Oscar. Right above the plaque.
They had a showing of Napoleon.
How about having a computer screen directly in the line of what the device I want to control.
And remember, if you show up on Tuesdays, free beignets.
Free beignets. God. I would love a beignet.
Oh, they're great. The French.
No, I don't need a beignet. Based on that picture, I need to work harder. Is what I need to.
Well, this is okay. Let me be clear. You're skinnier than that photo and that or in the video
that
making
photo.
Look.
Sucks rectum, and that is not what I
want. Now everyone wants
but
to see.
Certain people insist, and you know, I'm doing the best I can. I really am. I'm trying to. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we have received certain products at the TMOS store.
Yes,
and we are very, very excited about that. And I have the design lined up, and we should be making progress within the next week or so to have a major announcement about something we're going to have for you. Very excited about it.
If these hats move, may I make a secondary suggestion?
This is not going to be good, but go ahead.
A hat with a happy clam on it.
You were right. You were right, Rob.
Oh, yeah, he's easy to read.
What do you mean?
Because that's not.
You know that I didn't want you talking about that.
That's
and that's also not what
and
we
then,
want to
And
hear.
Then I had a very that, funny. Like, for example, I put duct tape and rip hair out of my body, and that doesn't make it onto the short, but he mentions the clam. Bingo. Thank you.
Well, it's on fire on social media. I just figured if we should.
Of course, you know. It's on fire. It's en fuego. It is en fuego. Everything that makes me uncomfortable goes totally en fuego. Yeah.
As the kids would say, Mike, it is fire.
So that's the that's the whole thing.
I'm sorry about the doc.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, it's just it just means to me that even down here where I live, I think that you hear the same old anthem of, well, hopefully it won't be we won't get another one for a while. I think those days are gone. I think we're getting them routinely, and I think we're going to get these storms, and I think this is the new normal, that we're going to get these on a regular basis. And I'm not talking about just coastal areas of Maine or beach areas down in Florida. I'm talking about inland, where you see places like Gatlinburg, Tennessee, with flooding and
tornadoes,
everything. Mm-hmm. It seems like.
Where are we safe?
That's a wonderful question. Where do you think in the United States?
Yeah.
All right. Got California, wildfires, mudslides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get
earthquakes.
You get the Midwest, Tornado Alley.
Tornadoes.
Right? Mm-hmm. You get that.
And wicked blizzards, too.
If you wanted to live in a part of the United States which would be utterly free of natural disasters, where would you want to settle? I'm not sure I have the
answer. I have my top two.
All right. Go ahead.
Number one, and I've heard terrible things, and I've heard great things, but as of late, terrible, but for some reason, it still attracts me. Orange County, California.
No. Dude.
Newport.
No. Earthquakes. No. Earthquakes.
Let me give you a little tidbit.
Newport,
of
California.
A thing called San Andreas Fault. Why don't you blast out your Orange County map and take a gander as to just where that little fault runs.
At least I can go out on the beach.
But you
not
see
if
you're
there's
the purpose
a tsunami.
Yeah. Okay, that's one.
You gotta,
if not
we're
there.
We're thinking safety.
No, I wouldn't
Park,
say Cali-
city.
I wouldn't say California because you get wildfires in California.
But Orange County,
yes.
At least there's water and beauty and sunset.
I think the water might be the problem.
If you move to California, it would be great for the show.
It would be great.
Absolutely
Look,
for the
I'll take this is going to be blasphemous. My sister lives in a beautiful area. Sees the views of the Pacific Ocean.
You love it out there. You went out for three days, you stayed for a month.
Palos Verdes, where she lives, is gorgeous. And
what does that mean in English?
That's where Tiger got into the accident,
yes,
I believe.
Correct.
Right?
What does Palos Verdes mean in English?
Palos Verdes is
Green Park.
Green sticks. Green sticks.
That's what I'm going to call it.
Palo
more
Verde.
Like green, more, how about this? You more like green backs.
Did you say Verdes? You know,
a lot of
isn't
green
it Verde?
Backs.
Isn't it Verde?
Yeah, Verde. Yeah, it's green.
Verde.
Okay.
But Newport, California is even, in my eyes, nicer. But that's just me.
But in Newport.
If not Newport.
If we're talking about natural disasters, in Newport, let me describe my impression of Newport. Fabulously wealthy. And what they've done in Newport, you've got the hills, you've got rolling hills in California. You have elevation changes all over the place, especially certain areas of California. Newport Beach and Newport, specifically, Newport. You have these
Newport
mountains.
Beach.
They're little mini Thank mountains. You. And
yeah,
what
Newport
they've done
Beach.
On many, too many, in my humble opinion. This was 10 years ago, I thought it was too many. Mm-hmm. They have shaved off the top of these mountains, and they've put developments up there. And
well, you know, I come from a mountainous people.
You do.
I was born in the Andes, so maybe that's what draws me to Newport Beach.
Well, but it's not the kind of mountain
that and the beauty and the wealth. That aside, the second place, and I've had conversations with Shannon about this, and I would still do the podcast from all these places.
Good.
Well, I will want because you did it in California.
You don't seem excited about that.
What's
that? Rob's
me?
Like, good. No. Rob's
well,
like,
I was, you
good.
Know, I was just trying to play three moves ahead, and now it's
Thank
different.
You. Yeah. The second is Park City, Utah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, gorgeous.
Avalanches, forest fires.
Forest fires.
No, listen. To
I don't
me.
Think
what
that's
I,
a, that's a big deal up an, there. Forest fires.
What?
I don't think they get a lot of forest fires in Utah.
Look up Utah forest
they
fires.
Do.
In Park City.
Park City is the mountainous ski resort area in Park City, Utah.
I'm not even going.
I watched a documentary on. I watched a documentary on avalanches the other night.
I can try to get in shape to snowboard again. That'd be fun.
What I'm saying to you is an area of the United States, and this is an intellectual exercise where I'm suggesting where would you want to live, where you would be basically immune. From the potential
Wichita,
of life.
Kansas.
Nope, tornadoes.
No, that's the heart of Tornado Alley. Some
that's
of the worst
alley.
Tornadoes
yeah, Mike,
in
there's
America.
Really only
also,
one.
Also, the home of Hoovy's Garage, if you're a YouTube fan and a car guy.
Mike,
okay, here we go.
Okay. What is this?
Are those the tectonic plates?
Those are the different types of natural disasters, like tornadoes, hurricanes, wildfires, and floods, and they're color-coded.
Can you go through them, Mac?
Let me look at them.
Can you go through? Because
I'm guessing
so the red
right
is tornadoes.
The red is tornado. There's Tornado Alley right in the center of the country.
The deep red is earthquakes.
And that's California. You see that?
Yeah, I see it.
Is there a deep red? No, that's all. So in like Georgia, the deep south, that's all tornado color, correct?
That's a little bit of both, it seems.
Really? Okay.
I think, or it's right in like Kentucky and Tennessee.
Yep, you do have a sliver.
A little bit. Like,
in New Mexico.
New Mexico.
There you go.
New Mexico has floods.
What?
But yeah, I would say
you have that one sliver of nothing.
Yeah, they do have some wildfires in New Mexico, but on like the east side. Yeah, really nothing.
I like the
northern Texas as well.
I like that northern portion. I hate to say that it's so close to Canada, but up there, maybe it might be like Montana, where there it is perfectly it's perfectly white on the map. That might be a good go-to.
Northern Maine looks like it might be okay.
Yeah.
But you get a lot of snow, a lot of schnee up there.
Yeah.
By the way, New Hampshire and Vermont look
pretty
solid.
This does not include snow.
But no, do you remember when Vermont had the flash floods? When the storms came through and it wiped out downtown areas of little small towns.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not, you know, they don't have that on their little disaster map.
Mike,
but if
there's
you look,
really only one choice that's wise. I mean, if you're really getting down, it's Lanham, Maryland.
Lanham. Lanham up here. What's the orange, Mac? What's the orange color?
The orange is floods.
Yeah,
floods. Okay. Hey, Oscar, so you're a little earthquake danger. You see that map there? You see where that that danger is? Look at that. That's Orange County, Cali.
What I've lived through an earthquake, Mike.
So
we all have.
4.2.
Yeah.
No big deal. No.
That's how old you were?
I believe.
No,
mine,
over this
mine
past break,
a,
I woke up to one. It was a rumble.
Mine might have been a 5.7, and it was a. They went about their business.
I have played
mine
the
was a 12.
Trombone that moved my body more than a 4.2.
12.
It was 12. It was horrible.
That's when
That's
you
why I lost my hair.
That's when you met your wife and the earth moved. That's
under
how that
my
works.
Feet.
That's how you roll. No.
My father was in, I asked them this. He was in Mexico City when an 8.1 hit.
Massive quake.
That is big.
He said that was one of the four times in his life he thought he was a goner. And an 8.1 in, you know, back then an infrastructure that wasn't built for earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the great earthquake of, it was in 85 or 88 in Mexico City, almost destroyed the whole city. And then the second one was in Iran, which was a, he went out there on with the delegation for first response after one of their massive earthquakes. And that earthquake was an 8.7. And he said that's the other time he thought he was going to die.
Mike, weren't you in terrifying. San Francisco in 1906?
Yeah. And
for the big one?
It was not the earthquake as much as the fire, Rob. The fire that was caused by the gas lines
for the World's Fair
severing. Mm-hmm. No,
Mike was performing at the World's Fair.
I was with that's back when I was with Wild Bill Hickok, and you know, Annie Oakley, yeah. And we had a hell of a show.
That's right.
It was really, really great. We had some
Nikolai Tesla was
Mac. What is that map that you put up now?
This is basically per state of what the typical thing is. A typical natural disaster.
These maps are getting simpler.
Utah doesn't have anything. It's good to go. Snowstorms. Big deal.
Utah has earthquakes.
Well, bedrooms.
Isn't Mac? They can have multiple. Isn't Mac the perfect guy for this?
They have earthquakes, blizzards, and wildfires.
And polygamy.
That too.
Don't the wildfires? Don't the wildfires melt the snow though?
Different time of the year.
Wait a
okay,
second.
Sorry.
Well, it looks to
Did
me
you
that,
say
yes,
that you ahead. Have a big love aunt and uncle in Utah?
Not. I have an aunt and uncle in Utah. They are not Mormon.
Well, that doesn't.
They are not big love. They are in Salt Lake City.
Can I say something? And I don't want to offend people. We have listeners everywhere in the country, so I don't want to. But you know. I hung in Salt Lake a couple of years ago when we were out there, and you know,
you were in the airport. That's not a hang.
That's not. We stayed overnight in Salt Lake
City. In a hojo. Yeah, not a big deal. Salt Lake City, not so great. By the way, a great enough city to bring the Winter Olympics. How dare you?
I went to that.
I didn't.
You
care.
Went to the Winter Olympics?
Yeah, we stayed with my aunt and uncle in Salt Lake City. My uncle actually works on the slopes, like he runs a snowcat, and so he was actually there plowing the snow for the Olympics.
You might know Max's uncle. His name is Scatman Crothers.
Yes, I remember.
That's a shining reference for you Stanley Kubrick fans out there when Scatman got a snowcat and then was chopped in half by Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, how unfortunate.
They call it shining. Sorry, love
that. Wait. Have any of you all been to a summer or winter Olympic games outside of Mac?
No.
I have not. I would love to. I would absolutely.
That rolled
love
off
to.
His tongue. Like that's just what happens to him.
You know why I would love an Olympics? Because I would think that the venue, especially Winter Olympics, the venues are at the Winter Olympics normally so spread out that, you know, it's just you can enjoy the atmosphere a lot more as opposed to the concentrated nature of things. But I hear they're crazy, too. You know, they're nuts.
As a guy
like
who's
getting
been
good tickets for the good events are very hard to get.
You've been in the Northeast your entire life. Have you ever been to Lake Placid, not for an Olympic event? Have you ever been to
No,
the
but my
area?
Ex-wife was a skater and trained up in Lake Placid, and it was I've always wanted to visit that part of the world because it's a really pretty part of New York State. And it'd be a great place to have a Winter Olympics again. But that changes too. Getting right back to my original point about the warming. You know, how many Olympics do we hear now where, they're having some trouble with this particular mountain because it used to be all these areas would be a given that you would get a particular kind of weather. That's not the case
now
anymore.
They've gone from snow to being muddy. They're just muddy mountains.
Hello. I can't come to the slopes right now because the snow and ice has melted.
The three trips that I've had to Utah, One of the largest airports in the world.
One of my favorite airports.
The most walking I've ever done.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite airports because you fly into the valley with the snow-capped mountains surrounding it. I think it's gorgeous.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's such beauty, such splendor, and most of it is untouched. Just glorious.
He paints.
I'm serious,
doesn't he, Mike. Doesn't he?
I'm sorry. I can't. I can't take him seriously when he talks.
What? I'm serious.
Such beauty, such glory, such magnificence. The erect nipples of the mountains protruding.
Stop it.
It's 45 to 90 minutes to where you want to go, where that is, but still beautiful.
No, that's Houston. 45 minutes in a cab, wherever you want to go. That's Houston. Yeah. Houston. Houston means I'm one day closer to you. Gatlin Brothers. Not to be confused with Gatlinburg, where they had the floods.
What events did you see while you were there, Mac?
We saw the Super G, which is alpine skiing.
I know what that is.
Hey,
can I ask you about that? Because I've always wondered.
Sure.
The vast majority of spectators for the Super G are down at the bottom of the mountain. Am I right about that?
Yes.
So you watch it on giant screens. Am I right about that?
Yeah, it's a jumbotron until they come over like that big leap of the downhill.
And so what is the experience like to see the finish when those guys are basically always on a straightaway down there? I mean, that's got to be pretty cool, I would imagine.
Well, it's like for the – I remember for the Salt Lake Games, like the biggest, most dangerous jump was right at the end. So you saw them coming over that lip in the air and having to land in. A lot of people fell.
It was the last little lip.
Well known fact, Mike, difficult to find the G spot.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
I also saw the snowboarding slalom.
That's cool.
Did you see the flying tomato in his prime when he was just coming up?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know the greatest snowboarder in the history of
slalom. Slalom.
Oh, slalom. Not the half pipe.
Okay.
Not
half
pipe. Not Sean White.
No.
Okay. All right. You saw the slalom guy.
Yes. Yeah. We saw the slalom and we saw.
A little less elite, a little more gritty, right?
The Super G screams, you know, summering in the south of France.
The fact is, when you talk about that, people can die. It'd be the north of France, probably.
I don't know these things.
The Austrian Alps, the Italian Alps.
South of France is where you summer.
South of France would be the Riviera, the French Riviera.
Got it. And then the north of France.
France would be the Alps, where you have all the fantastic skiers. And the greatest skiers are French, Italian, and Austrian, because they have those phenomenal mountains.
And St. Martin isn't part of France.
St. Martin is not. It's a Caribbean island that was
thousands of miles away. Yeah,
They spoke French.
And yes, a lot of the islands.
A French province?
Colonized by European countries.
Where Mac has spent many a New Year.
Right.
That's true. And, you know, knowing Mac as we know Mac.
I don't know Mac. Every time we talk to him, something different comes up.
I know, but what we've discovered in the past is, when he goes to something rather miraculous, he has a Mac-styled takeaway. So when you were at the Olympics, what was the thing that most impressed you? Was it the food? Did you see any celebrities? Or was it actually the sport?
I really only remember the sport. I don't remember the food whatsoever. I was 10. This was 2001. Okay. So I was 10 years old. So I don't remember too much. But I definitely remember the different skiing events, because that's what we were mostly interested in, because my whole family were a group of skiers.
You ski?
I used to ski when I was a kid.
So he was dragged around by his dad there, because he was a young boy and he didn't move as fast. As a matter of fact, we got a clip of Mac's father. Go ahead, play that.
Huh? Christ almighty, it's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something. You nerve-wracking sons of bitches.
That was just a very bad day, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It got better at the end of the day because his dad sang the fart song.
I heard I heard the powder out there is pure.
Call back from yesterday's show.
I actually remember, I found out, my dad called me and told me what the actual song was. I figured that out.
Oh, what was the song? You said it was actually, like, Beans, Beans, Musical Fruit.
That's one of them, but that wasn't the one I was originally thinking of, okay, and my dad reminded me.
Would you like to sing the one you were originally
sure.
thinking
of? Just quickly, just for our new listeners.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mike, please set the table of what he's about to do.
We were discussing on yesterday's show the concept of soothing things that are
rituals,
rituals that our moms would do at bedtime. In Rob's case, it was leaning over, and I did it with my son, believe it or not, yesterday. Not at night, but I said, this is what Rob's mom used to do, and I did the dog sniff. And you'll be happy to know at 10 years old, a big laugh out of that one. Because
that's great.
It's natural. And then Max said, I said, my mom would sing How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? And then Max said his father would do a fart song to make him laugh at bedtime. And now you actually have the fart song that you remember it?
But it wasn't at bedtime. It was actually when he was changing me and my brother's diaper.
Oh, so this when you were itty bitties.
Yes.
Well, like, he kept like 15, singing it. 15, 16.
He told me much that he would sing this, and he would sing this quite often.
Mike, a fetish be taught, or is it always...
Could you recreate the song for us, Mac?
Yes, I think of that course. Would
be, this may be the short, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I would think so.
As
nothing
it goes,
about a clam today, hopefully.
As it goes, you're my buddy, you're my pal, doo-dah, doo-dah. When you stink, you really smell, dipsy-doo-dah-day. That's it.
That's sweet.
Bravo! That is really great.
Author!
How old are you and your brother? How many years separated are you?
Two.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And he's still a tennis pro, right?
Yes, he is.
And you laughed when you were being changed? You were giggling when he would do that?
I guess. I just liked the song. I don't know. That was just a memory that popped in my head yesterday that I haven't thought of that in so long.
What did your dad say when you asked him about it? Was he concerned or... curious?
No, he was a little curious. He didn't remember initially either.
Did he ask if the call
me later in the day?
Did he ask if the call was being recorded?
No, we also talked about
who is this?
Show me on the doll where you sang the song.
On that note, that's it. We gotta take a break.
It's time.
We have a very big, big show. A lot of stuff we are going to dive into later in the broadcast. Mr. Santana alerted all of us last evening to the product that is just sweeping the internet over the last 24 hours. The McDonald's Water Decker. And we'll do that in more.
Yeah, buddy. Michael Mara
Show.
Hey, it's a lot of burger.
Don't reinvent yourself for 2024. Just rehydrate yourself.
Yes.
There's my little liquid IV cup, ladies and gentlemen. It hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners. You can feel like a hydrated new you, ready to take on 2024. Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. And I have been drinking it for a very long time. It's so good and it's so easy. Just add it to your water bottle, shake it up, and go. Try the white peach, the green grape, or my favorite, lemon lime. Got a new bag of that out in the kitchen right now. Actually, I love them all, and you will too. Make it a Liquid IV 2024 and be the best that you can be. Rehydrate yourself for the new year. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or do this. Get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Hey, there it look. Is. The Kraken is getting its diaper changed.
There it is. Where did it touch you? You are so sick, but funny.
Funny.
Hey, where's my boom? Is it there? Yeah, play it now, please. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. There we go. That didn't take long. Let's start today with Jennifer Lawrence, everybody. I just like this story. It was cute to me because it would be similar to a lot of people in the same situation. When Jennifer Lawrence looks back on her wedding day, all she sees is pain. Well, not really, but in a recent interview, she called it awful.
Oh, wow.
This is funny. Like a lot of brides, Jennifer found it hard to have fun because it was so stressful and she was so worried about her guests. Kind of the way I used to feel when I had a boat. I would be just so worried about somebody hitting their head, falling overboard, messing up the boat, going aground. I just couldn't enjoy myself. It didn't help that she got married in October in Rhode Island. Jennifer says she was freaking out about her guests being cold. And while most people reassured her they were fine, her mother wasn't so polite. She told Jennifer, "It's freezing out there. Your grandmother almost died."
Wow.
Why Rhode Island? That's interesting.
Probably maybe that's where she's from.
Newport, right? It's beautiful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Newport's something else. The chaos actually started at the rehearsal dinner when Jennifer booted out Robert De Niro.
Oh.
Not sure what he was doing there. She says, quote, "I looked over and I saw Bob." That's when you know you're a biggie.
Of course.
You call him Bob De Niro. "Who doesn't know anybody and he's kind of wandering around." I immediately was like, no, this isn't what he wants to be doing. Well, doesn't De Niro always have the...
Yeah. I don't see him as a very cheerful guy.
So she went over and whispered. I was like, go home. And he was nice. He like talked to my parents and was polite, but I was like, go. That's why. Was she doing a movie with him at the time? Is that why he was there?
Well, they did that beautiful movie with Bradley Cooper.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes,
that's what it was.
And she does not come from Rhode Island. This surprised me. Jennifer Lawrence, born in Kentucky.
In Kentucky, perhaps the hubby was born up in Rhode Island. And by the way, Silver Linings Playbook, in my estimation, pretty close to The Help. Help was a great movie, but I think Silver Linings Playbook, best thing she's ever done. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. But I love that movie.
I like that movie from last summer where she did the nude scene.
Probably one of my favorite names in music has always been Wiz Khalifa. Absolutely love the way that rolls
I've
off.
I've seen him in concert, believe it or not.
Super nice, by the way.
There's a reason why he's super nice.
There's a podcast called Rap Stories available now on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Been in the game a long time, very, very long time.
Podville Media and ESPN.
This is the latest for him. Wiz Khalifa shows up to his 10-year-old son's parent-teacher conferences high. God.
Wow.
He was so hungry when we talked to him.
He says the teachers expect and know what's up. So they expect that Wiz is going to come in. All right.
Well, at least he's showing up.
I mean, most people don't even go.
That's true.
He's pretty sure his son smells like weed when he goes to class anyway. Quote, "I'm pulling up high because I want them to connect with the real me." Well, that's kind of counterintuitive, but that's
Mike.
That's
you can do what you want when you're a mega hip hop star.
There is a different standard for hip hop stars because you can show up high and you can be a national treasure like Snoop, and marijuana can be a big part of your life. Yeah. But I disagree with the premise that the real guy, the real guy is heavily medicated any way you slice it. So I think the real guy would be, he probably never is not. So it's a moot point.
Maybe when he wakes Nelson's up first supposedly thing in the high all the time.
All the time. They're not going to get a fake version of me or this made-up parent that society makes you think that you're supposed to be. I would give $1 million to see a video of one of those parent-teacher conferences. I truly would. He says, "I am who I am. It's not because I'm a celebrity or anything." Well, I don't know.
It helps.
It doesn't hurt.
Because it really is what I believe, and why not get the real me? Why would I have to change who I am or act like I'm not that for these places that I'm going to? No addiction, though. No psychological addiction.
Not at all.
Do you remember either you, Mike, or Rob?
Yeah.
Your parents ever going to a parent-teacher conference?
Oh, that's a great question. My mom, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. My mom was head of the PTA at my school.
Once I remember. And it was early on.
My parents were working on it. They never went.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom
never.
My mom was very, very
active. Well, if she's the head of the PTA, you got to go. But
and by the way,
parents,
I didn't come from a wealthy family. I mean, it might have.
Not about that. I'm just saying, like, it's the time and people care to do so.
Well, the reason I bring it up is when you say both your parents worked, growing up, My mom didn't. My mom was right on the cusp of
It's a job to be a mom.
But I'm talking about the actual going out into the workforce with a two-parent income like we do in the O'Mara household now. You and all three of us do. We have wives that work. The thing about it is back then it wouldn't really even matter what your socioeconomic level was. A lot of women were active in my era in
They weren't allowed to work before the suffrage movement.
Now you're
more
confusing.
About voting, but
you're really confusing.
Oh, excuse me.
But if you go back and look at what's the movie we were just talking about, Lessons in Chemistry. My mom
fantastic
was on
the
tail end of that Lessons in Chemistry, and the workforce was young women primarily out of high school primarily who stopped working once they got hitched. That's just the way it was back in the day. Sunnier days.
And then they smoked a lot of pot and went
They'd all go to the PTA meetings high. Super high. It's time for 2024's first nostalgia death. Something that ceases to exist, even though virtually no one was aware that it still existed in the first place. The makers, this to me was my favorite. And I loved it when I was a child. The makers of Fruit Stripe Gum. What a great gum.
A great gum.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Fruit Stripe.
They announced that it's been discontinued after an incredible 55-year run.
And, Mac, I know we have a commercial for Fruit Stripe gum, and while you get that ready, doesn't it seem that gum used to be a bigger deal? Because I can think of jingles that I can still remember. Remember, kiss a little longer, okay, close a little longer with Big Red. Big Red had its own.
I think Big Red's still being made, right?
Yeah. Then the Doublemint Twins was a big deal, but gum used to have commercials. Mac, can we see the Fruit Stripe commercial here? Goodbye, Beech Nut Fruit Stripe Gum.
Yipes, stripes, beech nuts, got 'em.
Yipes, stripes, and fruit stripe gum.
Yipes, stripes, five different flavors.
Get beech nut fruit stripe gum.
And stripes. There were different colors.
Yipes, stripes.
Not shame it's not a color.
Five different colors.
The cherry stripe. The lemon stripe.
Orange, too.
Mixed fruit and lime stripe.
All for you in every pack of beech nut fruit stripe gum. Get beech nut fruit stripe gum.
Mother, soon many ghosts and goblins will appear to plague you.
But, what was that? Fruit what the hell was that gum? Rolling into right there? Freddy Krueger or something? What the hell was going on?
Fruit Stripe gum, you will agree with me, had the greatest flavor, but also
it lasted
the
a very
shortest amount of flavor for gum. No time at all.
Yeah, we read the same show.
I'm still a big chew guy.
It lasted a very short period of time. The cinnamon gum I eat today, I don't eat, I chew, is Mentos. I use Mentos sugar-free cinnamon gum. With
expensive.
It's not cheap, and I go through a
lot of it. $6. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, gum in general.
By the way,
those new containers that are made of, recycled paper, like,
plastic.
If I'm paying $6, give me something plastic.
It's a plastic container
like a
that has, like, little mints in it.
I use Eclipse.
I'm going to grab one off my desk. Maybe you're getting the better ones because the ones I get are garbage.
I wish I had
You got to spend the money.
Mentos,
you
the
spend
Mentos
it to get
that
it.
I have. What?
You got to spend money to
I'm
get
grab
it, Oscar.
Hold
Go
on.
Get it. Oscar's saying that we're getting better packaging because I use Eclipse gum, and it does come in like a plastic container with a resealable top, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The gum was originally launched back in 1969 when I was 10 years old by the Beech Nut Company, which now primarily produces baby and toddler food. The gum came in five flavors. You saw that during the commercial. Cherry, lemon, orange, and peach. There were also briefly chocolate flavor. I didn't know. Back in the late 70s. And there was also a line of Fruit Stripe bubble gum. As usual, when stuff like this happens, some opportunists ran out to buy the remaining stock to sell it on eBay for crazy prices. Yeah. America. Isn't that what we are now?
That's what we do.
Oh, get it. Yeah. I better get it.
Mike, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. There we go.
I think Beech Nut still makes some throwback gums. Oh, look, there's Oscar's Mentos. And it is cardboard.
Yeah. Yep, that's a cheap one. Those one, is that Mentos gum though?
He's crumbling it right now.
That's a this I would call this an interesting video day. That's
I think that's
how I would describe that. So yeah, get the I'm not sure what kind of flavor that was that you had.
For $6.
It's a lot of
Can you hold
money
that up
gum.
So I can see it?
I can hold it up. It's the Mentos. It's
is it gum or mints?
It's pure fresh gum.
Oh, okay. All right.
This little box.
Well, yeah, Oscar, you are being more responsible by buying cardboard.
I love my plastic, though.
I mean, I'll take the floods. This thing is terrible.
I put ball markers in them. There you go. A veterinarian listed the five neediest dog breeds to have. Of course, all pets require attention and lots of love, but these five come with more, few more vet visits, insurance claims, and medical predispositions. Would you like to? I'll go from five to one. Five is the dachshund. Some dachshunds have a Napoleon complex, meaning they're aggressive to compensate for their small size. They also require exercise to avoid being overweight and are prone to invertebral disc disease.
Yeah, so also terrible on... Terrible on stairs.
The docks.
But Oscar, are you sure you're not thinking of a slinky dog? I mean, they're very close.
Well, aren't the...
very close.
The docks.
That's the same dog.
Modeled after the slinky dog. Product.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's Toy Story, right? That's in the movie Toy Story.
Yes.
Number four is the Great Dane. They require a lot of food. Oh, can you imagine the poop? They're prone to cancers and heart disease. They also need their nails trimmed regularly. Number three, a Labrador Retriever. They have endless energy and get into things. They are prone to issues with their paws and knees. Like your retriever. You've got some retriever in the
curious.
Golden. Number two.
Yes.
Our little guy. Not doing too hot. Sorry, guys. The Chihuahua. They're sassy and confident. They also
are feeling too perky.
They are prone, and this is right off the page, guys. They are prone to heart and eye diseases.
Oh, no. That's right.
There it is. What do you think number one is, ladies and gentlemen?
Got to be a pug. Got to be a pug.
Very close. You're in the neighborhood.
English bulldog. Bulldog.
You had it. It's a French bulldog.
American bulldog.
It's a French bulldog. They tend to have neck, knee, and back problems and heart issues. Since they have a flat snout, they usually have breathing problems. They also require special grooming products or food to keep their skin in good condition. So there's that.
That's tough.
There you go.
Especially, but, you know, that's it speaks of Frankie. You've seen that. But Frankie's what now, 26?
Frankie is way up there in dog years. We're going to forego talking about Frankie as per Mrs. Matter.
Okay,
right,
understand. Now.
A 64-year-old grandmother, finally today, in Massachusetts, named Roxanne. She tried to poison her husband. Because she had a new man waiting in the wings. The new man was soap opera star Thorsten K of The Bold and the Beautiful. Apparently, some scammer... was texting bright old Roxanne, pretending to be Thorsten. And she believed it was real, partially because she was a diehard fan of The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah.
By the way, she's 64, ladies and gentlemen. One message from Thorsten said, "You have to get rid of your husband, honey. I need you so much."
Honey.
Oh, my God. How cruel is this? Roxanne said she needed to do some thinking, and that's when she hatched her plan. Ooh. She told Thorsten... making an amazing soup, special potion. He will be hungry when he gets back. Oh, God.
That's funny.
Wow. And later she said, "Hubby got back, not feeling well. Maybe I can collect life insurance." This must be a lady who was dropped on her head.
Funny and creative.
Wow.
Roxanne's husband did have some kind of medical event, and she was the one who called 911, but he has since recovered and will be fine. Who wants some of Carla's strychnine chili? It's right here
where you
can get it. I don't know. They don't say anything about what the ramifications were and whether she went to the hooskow. I certainly hope that moron goes to jail. That's
I don't
the way
know,
I look at
but
that.
I will give you this. He is both bold and beautiful.
Bold and beautiful. Wonderful stuff. Hey, burger fans, coming up next. Quadruple. Very excited. Important TMOS news. The TMOS store is under new management. And guess what? I've seen her naked. Oh, stop that. You wrote that for me. God, I'm not reading your copy anymore if I can't trust
That's
you.
Hilarious.
But it's you haven't true. Ordered anything yet? Good news. You didn't miss out. You can still get in on the good stuff, so visit our store. Open 24 hours. But wait, there's more. New merchandise options will be arriving very, very soon. As a matter of fact, new merchandise options may be in my kitchen right now. The limited edition chapeau de podcast. No, it's not a beret. Don't be silly. Be a proactive American. Keep visiting TMOSstore.com and share the TMOS gospel. Grab your gear and support the show. Don't say TMOS 50 times. The show you love, TMOS, TMOS. The TMOSstore.com, the source for all things. Yeah. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto, Rob.
Oh, yes. If you don't buy it, we won't sell it.
Bingo. All right, so Oscar sends along a lovely, lovely photograph of Mickey D's reprising the, I guess they had this out a few years back, this fabulous burger.
Prior to the pandemic.
What I read is that it dropped a week, literally 7 days before the pandemic. So it was a flop because no one was going to McDonald's during the pandemic.
Well, they did eventually when everybody opened back up. You can get it delivered, right?
I suppose you're right. Yes. But it did drop like 7 days before all hell broke loose.
Mike, I'm a number one guy when I go through McDonald's. Everybody has their favorite number from the value meal.
What is the number one? A quarter pounder, or is that a regular burger?
No, the number one meal is a Big Mac, large fries, and your choice of beverage.
And a urine sample.
Traditionally, a Diet Coke, because that really helps the cause.
Yeah. Like our president would say.
Two patties is more than enough. I'm intrigued by four. Today is the 10th of January, 11th maybe. I'm sorry, 11th of January. So you won't be able to try this till the 24th. This four-patty Big Mac has been tested in Great Britain and Australia. And they seem to love it. I don't know why I wouldn't love it. There's a McDonald's inside on the ground floor retail of these three buildings we're a part of called the Row on 19th now, and I didn't realize it wasn't released yet. I was so excited when I texted you guys last night around 8:30 p.m. We were still at work that I said, Shannon, I'll be right back, and I went downstairs to the McDonald's to try to order this so I could actually give you a full report.
You know, he does care, though, Rob. He really does.
He does.
I'm trying to find the picture of the burger, and what I see, I didn't see this one yet, at 8:04 a.m. And Oscar really busted his ass to get here on time today, and I was the one that was tardy. And Oscar is very concerned, so he sends a picture of the elevators.
Yeah, to prove he's in the lobby.
I'm in the lobby.
You rock.
They wouldn't let me up.
You rock, brother.
Yeah.
You do. Thank you.
And then 90 seconds later, I said, Oscar, the lobby looks good. He says, are you here? I said, no, you sent a picture 90 seconds ago.
It does look like a completely different building.
The burger looks a little overdone, in my opinion.
It doesn't, because if you've ever had a Whopper or a double Whopper, you know what kind of patties you're dealing with.
Yeah, but the Big Mac is so perfectly balanced as a sandwich.
What's the difference you get? If you ever had two Big Macs in a sitting, you now have to just eat one sandwich.
Well, I don't know that that's their strategy there. And
so here's where they do it correctly. The patties are not separated all by bread. That would be insane. That would be like a Dagwood. The patties are two on top of each other in the place where the meat goes. So it's just a little more meat is what it is. It's manageable. I could knock it out if I
wanted. Well, sure.
It's ratioed.
It's
not
racial?
In the way that, you know. No, ratioed.
Oh, poor Horatio.
The ratio is correct. And I happen to know, and I don't even know why we're going back to him, but he always gets me all the deals, that Mac gets free fries on a regular basis from the McDonald's downstairs.
He's because a regular fast food connoisseur.
He's got the app. He gets the notifications.
Yeah, you have to get the app for McDonald's because they have so many just like rewards and deals that you're literally wasting money not using the McDonald's app.
I know for a fact that Mac uses the app.
Thank you, Consumer Watchdog.
He went to his McDonald's app a couple years ago, and they flew him to Vancouver for the Olympics.
It's just Mac. Are you capable with your app or with your body of knowledge of getting the calorie count for the double Big Mac, which is coming. Well, is it January 24th, yeah. Oscar? Is that what you said?
The 24th. 24th.
Are you able to? Because I would knock that out if it was not eclipsing all of my calories for the day. I would try one.
I have a prediction on the calories.
While he looks for that, while I was at the University of Maryland campus this past Friday, and we were getting a full tour of the new innovation building and some new parts of the campus, we drove by what I saw briefly in the news, the one and only burger joint run by Chick-fil-A. Did you know that there was one?
No.
That Chick-fil-A has What? Chick-fil-A,
like a
their
spin-off
whole campaign is one-off the cow saying
burger
eat more
joint.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Let me pull up the details on it, because I was like, that's where that is?
By the way,
maybe worth the drive back.
We were kind of all over
There's
the place.
There's only one in the world?
Hold on, Rob. What I want to say here is the double Big Mac is essentially the same as a standard Big Mac. It has twice the beef. The double Big Mac is served on a sesame seed bun with American cheese, chopped onions, shredded lettuce, and pickles. They previously unveiled the double Big Mac in March of 2020, and it also released a smaller version of the Big Mac called the Little Mac. The Little Mac had one hamburger patty and did not contain a middle bun piece. So that's what's going on. Do we have the calories yet, Mac?
And you...
Yes, I do.
Okay, what is
it? Is
if I'm going to do a double Big Mac, what is that going to set me back in the calorie count?
740 calories.
Could do it.
Less than I thought.
Yeah, I'm still in the game.
It's
at that
much
point.
Less because it's the protein. It's not that much different from a regular Big Mac. I want one right now.
Yeah, a regular is 590.
Do you think the ratio will be off?
Why not just round up? This is great. I'm all in.
Yeah.
Do you think the ratio will be off on sauce? Because the sauce is important to the Big Mac.
They're not going
to
mess this up. They have the university, the McDonald's university, that takes care of all of this.
They'll balance it. They'll do it the right way, Rob.
Yeah,
all right. And by the way, I think it's just a little, if you want a little more beefy, and let's be honest, I think the Big Mac, I think the Big Mac is a carby sandwich. I think it's a heavy carb. I think adding the beef patty, if you really want to get your burger on, you know, what are those two patties, right? They're not a quarter pounder if you put two together.
Mike, the magical carb thing is the piece of bread in the middle, which is not necessary.
But if you add two more patties, I think that'll be a tastier, beefier sandwich. I am all in on it. I think I'm going to try it, but maybe not because I can't.
For you local fans, the DMV, as I mentioned, in College Park, Maryland, they have the concept called the Little Blue Menu from our friends at Chick-fil-A that have little burgers and bites.
That's so weird. I've never heard that in my life. And it's counter to everything that they market.
Yeah.
The Little Blue Book?
It's called Little Blue Menu.
And it's only open on Sundays.
No, I used to have a Little Blue Menu. It's when I lived in Greenwich Village. Yeah. Oh, am I gonna? All right. Anyway, it was fun.
That's worth it. We should try. We should all commit to trying it. And I know that Mike, you're on your weight loss journey, but you know if you can eat 34 wings and then drink a pitcher of Miller Lite, then you can handle one of these.
Did better on the weekend than I did last night at bowling. Last night at bowling, and once again, it's that demon. It's that demon, Rob. The demon you've successfully kicked. That when I do that, I get bitten in the butt. That orange Jameson's that I had. And it's not...
with the orange Jameson's?
Well, they had it. I mentioned it to
if
the
you're
going to
drink, don't
alley.
Drink that. Don't drink
it
was, that.
But it helped my score. My first score, my first game, I shot. Yeah. For all you bowlers out there, I know you're jealous. I shot an 81. You're welcome.
That's excellent.
Thank you. I'm glad I could share. Yeah. 81.
It helps, Mike.
Swear
it helps
to God,
every score.
What?
It helps every score but your liver score.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I suck. I said that like definitively. And at one point, Carla yelled for me because I was doing something wrong. And she's in back, like by the couches back there. She goes, Mike. And I turned around, the real me that you didn't see on that video. When I turned around, I went, what? And I look and like nine people are looking at me and I realize what I look like. So we'll be right back, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
What's your New Year's resolution? You probably want to tackle that ancient box of treasured videotapes and photos that you've been meaning to preserve, but you weren't sure where to start. Legacy Box makes it easy. Come on now. You're not getting any younger. Simply send in your Legacy Box filled with camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures. Then get back digital copies that can be easily enjoyed, shared, and organized. It's like magic. And by going to LegacyBox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off. That, I've done my math. Let me say that's, hold on. Here we go. That's half off.
Exactly.
Yeah. You get started with Legacy Box. Do it today. We've all used it. We all love it. Legacy Box, Legacy Box, Legacy Box. That's like a tongue twister. It's like a time machine that takes you back and it lasts forever. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. And by the way, we've been with them for a lot of that 10 years. And we're That's delighted true. To have them as a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's all done right here in the USA. Let's hear it for it. USA!
USA!
USA! Max going to the Olympics again. kick off the new year by rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to save 50%. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Just go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Again, that is LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Welcome back.
You read that like Regis.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk a little football. We are very, very excited because it is that time of year. The dead weight has been eliminated, and it's the cream of le crop that is here, ladies and gentlemen. And I am talking about the playoffs in the NFL. And here he is to talk all about it.
Playoffs?
The man, and I'll call him this. I don't want to embarrass him, but I'm going to call him. He's now legendary on this broadcast. He is legendary. And I think he knows his stuff. And I think your track record was pretty good this year, Nick.
I agree there, Mikey. And, you know, speaking of a legacy and legendary, I mean, what a 24 hours with Pete Carroll, Nick Saban, and then today, this morning, Bill Belichick moving on.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if this happened in the radio and podcast world? Imagine a day where Mike O'Mara retired, and then, I don't know, Johnny Cakes Allville, and then Shadow Stevens. It would be an incredible 24 hours.
Shadow, thanks for that last one.
Never
wow. Yeah, we wouldn't recover. It would be a blow to the United States. It really would. Our national treasures all gone on the same day.
You ever think about putting down the old headphones there, Mikey, as you see all these coaches moving on? You ever get tired of the constant, the every day? It's just new material. It never, never stops. Then you got the people. Where's my mug? Where I didn't get this? Where's the donut show? And, hey, do a live show in my town. Why don't you? Well, you know why we won't, sir? Because you live in Toledo, Ohio. That's why we're not doing a show in your town. You live in the 9th best city in the 43rd best state. So maybe move somewhere where people are happy, okay? And then people will visit you, all right? Anyway.
You know something, yes, Nikki? Nikki, true. I got to tell you, so true. I don't have any intention of retiring because it's just too lucrative.
Hey, I hear you. Same with me, with the gambling. Why stop now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very, very pleased. Very happy, and I feel younger than ever. I really.
You look great. You sound great. You're just hitting your prime. You barely scratched the surface of what you're going to become, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Let's get to the football, please. Thank you.
He's scratching.
Yes, you're like C.J. Stroud, a young whippersnapper, a rookie quarterback. That's called a segue, Spiewak.
I hear you.
Yes, the radio term. All right, so Texans, first game of the weekend, getting 2.5 points, at home versus the Browns. Flacco, the old man, versus C.J. Stroud, the young guy. Hey, the Browns are the favorite, and I get it. They got the great defense. But it's the Texans, baby. Give me D'Amico Ryans, the coach of the year, I'm predicting. And the Texans, they're going to win that game. It's going to be a close one. Then we got the Chiefs and the Broncos. Chiefs, 4.5 points favorite. It's going to be, the Dolphins. It's negative 10 degrees in Kansas City, Mike. You're a Florida guy now.
Yeah.
If you go to negative 10, you ain't surviving. I got to
We can't
you lost
it.
All this weight, you might die right there.
Can't so handle it.
What's Tua going to do? The Dolphins, they got no shot. They're 0 in their last 10 in games, under 40 degrees. It's going to be 50 degrees colder than that. They got no shot. Chiefs win. Ugly game, 20-10.
Yep.
Lock it up.
All right.
How about the Bills, Jimmy Cerrito, and the Steelers? Yep. Look, the Steelers, you're 10-7, but Your quarterback's Mason Rudolph. I mean, give me, for crying out loud. You're taking on Josh Allen. The Bills giving 10. They roll. Give it, Cerrito. They're going to win by 20. You can get 20 wings. Brady 9. New deal. I made that up. I don't know if that's true. All right. Let's go to the Packers and the Cowboys. Mike McCarthy Ball, former coach. Mikey, you love the classics, the old standards, Cowboys, the Packers.
100%.
What do you think in this game? Let's ask your opinion.
I think, all the way back in the days of the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field in the Ice Bowl, I think that this is going to be a great one. But I think that the Cowboys, even with some of their issues, are vastly superior to the Green Bay Packers.
That's why he's the Mike O'Mara. That's why it's the show's named after him. Yes, the Cowboys, but I say the Packers cover. Jordan Love playing great. They found their next quarterback. The Bears, they haven't had a quarterback in 50 years. The Packers, all they do is get quarterbacks. It's amazing. You know, Favre, Rodgers, Love, it's unstoppable.
So sad for the Bears fans.
It's very sad. I don't know how they're still alive. Anyway, they got the number one pick. They'll botch it, all right? If there's a bust out there, they'll draft that kid. I guarantee you that, all right? Yeah. All right. And then they'll trade Fields, and he'll be good. They got no shot. All right. The Rams, it's the Jared Goff and the Matt Stafford Bowl, the rematch, the two former quarterbacks of their teams. It's going to be a good game. Rams getting 3 at the line. That's the game of the weekend to me. I say the Rams keep it close. It's a field goal game. That's where the line should be. When in doubt, take the underdog. We're going to go Rams to keep it close. They got the better, the more experienced playoff roster, if you will.
Okay.
And then I don't know why this is the final game. Why is there a Monday night game? I have no idea. It's Monday night. It's the Buccaneers who scored 9 points, I believe, against the Panthers, and the Eagles who have given up. They literally had no longer want to play. They'd rather just to go on the Kelce Brothers podcast. That's all they should be doing. There's no reason to even go out there. They've quit. They've given up. If they win, they play the Cowboys, they get destroyed. So it's the Buccaneers and the Eagles in a game with one team that has got no chance to win their team that just wants them to go and leave. So we're going to take the Buccaneers, Eagles,
Quitters.
You're done. You're out of this. The Bucs are going to light them up, baby. Baker Mayfield, Shadow Stevens, you better never leave us. Never leave us. For the best.
There you go. That's Nicky Diamond, everybody.
There he goes.
Wow. A lot to cover.
I was surprised I'm thinking the Browns are going to win.
Let me ask you this question, Oscar. I know you followed it a little bit. You think in
Flacco.
The event that the Eagles do lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you think they would consider booting Nick Sirianni, the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles?
No.
A lot of people are talking about it, though.
No, Mike, Philadelphia is a lovely, forgiving town, and they'll just say better luck next year.
Though I am happy, regardless of what happens this weekend, for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Because
it's cool when the guys that come from the abyss and they get back into it. It's fantastic.
This next contract will be the contract he should have had.
So many QB stories. I mean, really, when you talk about Joe Flacco in Cleveland and the resurrection
of the old man,
you got to root for the old man. But at the end, CJ Stroud is an example of a good draft choice that immediately jumps in and changes the fortunes of a team. It's very cool. And I look at him more than any quarterback in the NFL with visions of the fantasy of perhaps someday the Giants being able to draft a quarterback that'll function. That's all I want. We'll see. We got to take a break. We'll come back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a good, finally, this week, we managed time properly.
Yes.
Yay.
And you have to clean your slate of flip side wonders. And we will do that when we return. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the football-loving Mike O'Mara Show. And go Lions. Even though he picked the Rams, I say go Lions. I like that. We'll be right back. Do you want to lose 21% of your weight? I've lost 70 pounds. I'm excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one stop for finally getting control of your weight problem. All you have to do is click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com, take the quiz, see if you qualify. A doctor will write you a prescription, the pharmacy will fill it, and your weight loss medication comes shipped directly to your house. Look, folks, the one thing I can tell you is that with these medications, they work. I'm living proof that they work. Mm-hmm. And the way they deliver them through the link at DermGlow Skin is, I think, as efficient as anything I've seen. It's fantastic. It's the real stuff, by the way, semaglutide and tirzepatide. All you have to do, take a quiz, see if you qualify. If you do, a doctor writes your prescription. Bingo, it comes right to your door. I re-upped again. did it today, did it this morning before the show, and I'm here to tell you, I'm in the home stretch right now.
Yeah.
And I've modified my goal weight. My goal weight used to be 225. It is now 215, and we'll see. Right now, on track for maybe September, October of this year, and I will let you know how it goes. But the journey so far is really good. If you've struggled with weight for too long, click the button, the weight loss button. Begin the best journey of your life. Make 2024 the year you finally reach your goal. With DermGlow, you can do it.
Hello.
Mike, you know, as a former restaurateur, that you depend on tourism dollars, right?
Oh yes, amen.
Like when Absolutely. You had O'Mara's, people, you would get the Jimmy Buffett people,
the Parrotheads.
You would get the Civil War reenactors.
Oh yeah, need because to bring people, it was people. Always a vacation destination.
Yeah, the train convention,
great,
and always a great destination city.
Johnny, but, where do you want to go on your vacation? I want to go to the Zit.
I forgot you called it that.
Take me to the Zit, Daddy.
But
people died there hundreds of years ago.
But your street of Manassas, where you live,
yes.
Grant Avenue.
Grant Avenue was beautiful.
Mike, it was a beautiful neighborhood.
Yeah, picturesque.
Except for two houses down with the porch that was held up by 2x4s.
Mm-hmm.
As a rule, it was a beautiful neighborhood.
Beautiful and quiet.
Well, I did have my car hit there.
Yeah.
But when you're looking for those tourism dollars, Mike.
Oh, yes.
When you're looking for tourism dollars, why limit yourself to the United States
mm-hmm.
or the world?
Okay.
Why not look to outer space? That's what Ooh. Lexington, Kentucky is doing. They sent a tourism commercial to outer space because they need them alien travel dollars.
This is the first time that we as a species have ever sent out a travel ad inviting aliens to come visit.
Lexington, Kentucky just beamed the world's first interstellar travel ad into outer space.
AI voiceover guy.
With the help of local scientists and scholars,
computer voice.
Visit Lex created an advertising campaign designed to invite extraterrestrials to visit Lexington. Using a modified laser, the message was aimed at the TRAPPIST-1 star system,
laser.
40 light years away.
We're targeting the TRAPPIST-1 system because we might actually get an answer in somebody's lifetime if there's somebody there watching.
Yes.
But the reason scientists have been interested in it lately is because of a large number of planets that it has and what it's considered to be the habitable zone. So there could be life there. Why not send a signal and see if they answer?
The message contains a bitmap key with prime numbers, the elements of life, molecules for water, ethanol, and dopamine, plus horses and Lexington's iconic bluegrass landscape. The message also contained a collection of images representing Lexington, a selfie from the transmission event, and an audio recording from local blues legend T.D. Young.
I don't know nothing about that.
I will tell you, Lexington, Kentucky, there are plenty of places that I would visit, but Lexington is up there. I love that. I have never spent any time in Kentucky, and I hear that Lexington, Kentucky is one of the most beautiful countrysides.
I'm sure it is, mm-hmm. but I think that there's got to be some sort of regulation. We can't just send whatever we want out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there has to be.
Yeah.
You know what? Look, I lobbied for Dundalk, Maryland. They rejected me.
Well, they didn't have a laser there.
Yeah, I know.
No Dundalk lasers. All right. I don't DoorDash very much. Do you DoorDash, Oscar, fairly frequently, or how do you do it?
Yeah, I've at one point I was a subscriber to Postmates, which is just like DoorDash.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, the majority of my weight gain came from the variety of different restaurants around the city that started delivering food to your home.
And in my day, I did DoorDash, but what that consisted of was running up to the neighbor's house and lighting a bag of poop on fire and then running into the bushes.
And then they come out and stamp on it.
Yeah, and we laugh our asses off.
Well, this is a McDonald's delivery. That corporation comes back.
I've done that before.
But what happens is this lady orders from McDonald's and intends on tipping the DoorDash driver in cash. So it doesn't show up on the bill. and the DoorDash driver has already written an angry note and put it in the bag saying, if you want to use DoorDash, you really should tip your driver. And then she's greeted at the door by the lady who hands her a cash tip. This is a lady who is so instantly sorry, she doesn't even accept the tip. Mac, let's roll the tape.
Hello.
Ignore it. You keep that.
Why?
Because I didn't see a tip on the app, and I put a little card in there. So please keep that. I'm sorry.
No, I just had cash. Please take
it. It's okay. It's okay. Thank you.
Have a good night.
I called you an ass.
She's so awkward. Because she's
so what's
like
that? Can I, because I don't use DoorDash down
yeah.
here, can you give me the protocol? The protocol is do it all
may
online.
May I lay it out for you?
Yes, please.
You pick the restaurant you want to order your food from. Yeah, order, and then at the end of the order, it recommends
10%,
anywhere from
50%,
a 10, 20%. No, 10, no, yeah.
Okay.
Right, no, it goes 15, 18, 25.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And... or custom, which is in really little letters. So you can decide what you give. I have found if you do not tip, which I always do, but if you do not tip, my wife does not tip because she thinks we're paying for the service, which you are technically.
Okay.
You traditionally don't get a Dasher to come and deliver your food because they get to choose what they want to do.
You get the Nikki special.
Yeah. So what I do is I go, you know, minimum 15-20%, and right away someone takes my order and it gets there fast and they haven't eaten my fries and everything isn't spilled and I have everything.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
And so you choose.
Yeah.
But if you decide to pick up the order because you're a Dasher and you deliver it, why go through the trouble of writing a note?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just eat it.
Like, I just don't understand the
propriety. Well,
like,
she didn't come off
part
as
of the job.
She didn't come off as horribly bright, so we'll see.
Yeah, maybe. but like, is that really going to show someone or teach them a lesson? Like, it's a service industry.
You're a monster. You're a soulless monster.
Oscar, your theory is strong. Do you know how they got the word tip?
Please tell me.
It's an abbreviation for to ensure promptness.
Ah.
And so by tipping, you are actually getting it to yourself faster.
This is another side of the game that I don't want to get too into this, but Mike, you can pay for this. You can pay an additional charge to get to the top of the line of the order. So for example, if a Dasher has three orders, you can get priority for, let's say, three or four, at least for me, $5 more. So instead of a 50-minute wait, it could become a 43-minute wait.
I went to school at American University with a really, really good-looking baseball player. He was an athlete, and he worked for Just the Tip.
Let's close with this. Mike, today, as you know, is National Milk Day. And there is I love milk. I always keep it in the fridge. And there's a comic named Dean Lewis.
Whole milk or skim?
Always whole. Organic whole milk.
Healthy.
Good in coffee. Great on cereal. I don't drink a lot of it, but I like to have it.
Yep.
So anyway, Dean Lewis wants to know why there are differences, vast differences, in the cost of milk.
Why is there a difference in the price of milk? This is what I'm talking about. You go in, you want to buy some milk, like a gallon of milk, the big name brand is bored, and it's like $5.18 or $4.18 a gallon or whatever. Then you can buy the store brand, which if you're shopping at Walmart, they call it wall milk. Mmm. And it's like $1.10 less a gallon. I'm like, milk is milk. Where are they getting this cheaper milk? Does that worry anybody else? But I mean, is the Borden cows hanging out in a pasture? Big lazy eyelashes, you know, polished bells, green grass, moo. And you go over the hill, and there's the Walmart white trash cows, just brown grass, and they all have tramp stamps, wearing three nipple rings, smoking cigarettes.
I like the moo.
Take what you want, darling. I ain't using it.
Brown grass, Mike. That's all I got for you.
He did a white trash moo, which made me laugh. We got to get out of here. We will be back tomorrow with the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour. And I might be giving you a reveal of the palette, the blank palette of our latest TMOS store item. might be doing that for you. Just for you.
Will we get a lease update?
What's that?
Yeah, we also the lease update.
A lease update.
Yeah, for your car.
If you're going to be blued or tattooed.
I will give you that update as well. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And I kind of tipped my hand today. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Merritt saying so long, everybody.
Goodbye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Merritt Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMerrittShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'll recommend your services to anyone I know who has diabetes.